Sean Penn and Ukraine. The other night, I had the opportunity to meet and hear from Sean Penn. Full disclosure, I was not alone with him. There were 499 other people with me in a relatively small movie theater. I was attending the American Documentary Film Festival in Palm Springs, California. Of the 3,000 film festivals in the world each year, this one apparently is ranked as one of the top 100. The reason Sean Penn was there for the opening event of the film festival was to personally introduce to the audience his documentary, Superpower. I learned a couple of things. One, I learned something about Sean Penn, a person I knew very little about, but more about that later. Two, I learned a lot about the heroic courage, heartbreak, and unbelievable perseverance of the Ukrainian people in their fight to save their homeland and their democracy. The message from the documentary is clear. Ukraine needs more Western help to win the war as soon as possible. Ukraine needs weapons and ammunition. It's a matter of life or death for its citizens and for the country. In addition, you definitely come away from the film with a huge admiration for Vladimir Zelensky and the role he's playing leading his country. More than that, he's really leading the free world in its efforts to stop Putin's insane efforts to restore the old USSR. As for the 63-year-old Sean Penn, he is an odd duck in so many ways. Some would call him deranged. His hair is totally unkempt. He smokes. He drinks. He has a long list of ex-wives and lovers, including marriages to Madonna, Robin Wright, and Lila George. Romantic relationships with Scarlett Johansson, Charlize Theron, and many others. He has a reputation for having a volatile temper, leading to some altercations and arrests. He has made his share of controversial, some would say insensitive statements over time. The list is long, involving Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, El Chapo in Mexico, along with statements at various times about the Falkland Islands, Syria, Pakistan, Armenia, Iraq, and Turkey. His performance as an actor, however, has been rewarded twice with Academy Awards for Best Actor in the films Milk and Mystic River. He's been nominated for 5 Oscars for Best Actor, and he's appeared in 50 films. He also has an acclaimed directorial career, with my favorite being Into the Wild. But what is amazing to me is his outspokenness on tragedies that are occurring in this world and his willingness to actually do something about it. His humanitarian work began in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That was then followed by distributing aid in the wake of the 2010 Haiti earthquake and Hurricane Matthew. To respond to the Haiti catastrophe, he formed the nonprofit organization called CORE, standing for Community Organized Relief Effort, which subsequently administered in the U.S. free COVID-19 diagnostic tests during the pandemic. More recently, he has CORE working on the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. Finally, regardless of his oddities and personal history, and regardless of his acting accomplishments, Sean Penn sure gets the Ukraine situation right. He totally understands the threat that the Russian invasion presents, not just to Ukrainians, but also to the entire free world. I came away giving him credit for walking the talk, admiring him for taking actions to back up his words.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.